Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
I'm Angie Fenton with Jeff Miller of VO2 Multisport, and this is Get Fit Louisville.
We were designed to run. Let us talk to you a little bit more about what you're trying to accomplish and how you can best get there. That's the thing. That's why VO2 is here.
Welcome to Get Fit Louisville. Whether it's biking, running, or swimming, Jeff and Angie can help you get the most out of each breath. Listen up, Louisville. It's time to get fit.
Welcome back. It's as we get deeper into fall, we have more and more opportunities to get out and get fit. Jeff, let's start with the fitness calendar, which is immense.
It is, and absolutely, this is a busy time of year for a lot of people. You've got all the fall programs going on at school, all the fun stuff to do, all the outdoor activities, going to Huber's, picking apples, whatever you want to do this time of year. There's a lot of stuff going on. As far as the fitness, I don't think there's a free weekend. If you want to do something, you can find something. I always say that I'd love to have a fitness calendar on our website. I just never take the time to do it. But Swag Sports has one of the best fitness calendars out there. I think if you go to their site, look up calendar of events, you're going to find more than you're going to be able to do over the next few months. So it's packed this time of year. And in the summer, you don't have as much because it's so hot. But when you get to the fall, a lot of fundraisers going on, a lot of fun 5Ks and 10K runs, and you got cyclocross stuff going on, mountain bike racing going on. You've got fall rides. I think the Harvest Homecoming's this weekend across the river, so they have a big ride over there. So a lot of stuff going on.
Lots and lots, and a good time for it as well. But speaking of lots of stuff, let's just jump right into our topic of the week. Fall means cyclocross, at least here.
It does. I put a post out the other day. It was blue jeans, ball cap, and beer. Cyclocross. That's what it is.
I can get down with all of that.
Exactly. That's the whole thing. It's cyclocross, and it's that time of year. The Ojai Valley, the OVCX, kicked off last 2 weekends ago, so it's big.
Explain for people who don't know. First of all, what is it?
Yeah, cyclocross is it's obviously with cycle. It's on a bike. Mm-hmm. The bike looks very similar to a road bike. And we've talked a little bit about it on the show from time to time. The popularity just continues to grow and grow and grow every year. But basically, it's you have a little bit wider tire on your bike. It kind of looks like a cross between a road bike and a mountain bike, but it looks more like a road. If you didn't know what you were looking at, you would think somebody were riding a road bike out on the grass. Basically, what it is, they set up what they would consider a short track. And it's spectator friendly. It might be a mile, maybe a mile and a half course, with a lot of twists and turns. And there's times when you have to ride through sand pits, or at times you have to get off your bike and run with your bike. You have to run up steps sometimes. So there's a lot of it. It's a total different world. If you've never seen it, if you've never participated in it, I can promise you, if you go watch a race, it becomes very addictive.
So, okay, we'll talk about how do you spectate something like this in a second, but you're doing all of these things, so are you going around and around the track?
Yeah, basically you have, there's different categories, Cat 5, Cat 4, Cat 3, Cat 2, Cat 1, elite people. So in different categories they have, basically it's a timed event, so you have X amount of time to do as many laps as you possibly can. So they kind of set the tone. The people who come through after the first lap, they kind of know, they're like, they're running about a 9-minute lap. So they know they're probably going to get 3 laps done, and maybe in a 30-minute race. So where you get more into the elite men, elite women, they're racing, 45 minutes up to an hour. And to put that in perspective, that you're like, I can do that for 30 minutes, or I can do that for 40 minutes or 45 minutes. And imagine getting on a track at your local high school and just sprinting for 30 minutes straight. That's really what cyclocross is. It is an all-out zone 5. People who do heart rate training, they'll understand what zone 5 is, where your heart is in your throat, or maybe it's sitting outside of your mouth because you feel like you're going to die. But that's really what it is. So it's That's the best way. It's like NASCAR.
I want my heart to stay inside of my chest. You know,
it's kind of like NASCAR. It's like NASCAR on a bike. That's kind of what it is. Whew. It's that kind of excitement, but just high intensity.
Except you're getting off. Yeah, we shouldn't even go there.
Yeah, it's stay. Really, that's the thing. It's like you have to get off your bike. So your fitness has to be really. You have to be you want to be okay at running. Or have some kind of running fitness, because if you have to get off your bike and start running, and there's races sometimes where it's just, they don't cancel because of weather. So just keep that in mind as well.
And
so
let's
say it just, we have a frog strangler of a rain, and it just becomes soup out there.
A what?
Frog strangler. So that's where it rains so hard that it would drown a frog.
That must be a Kentuckyism.
That's a Jeffism.
Okay.
So
first time I've ever heard that.
It's a frog strangler of a rain.
I'll
steal
that sometime.
Yeah, keep that. You're welcome to use that. People at the shop are like, they have a book of Jeffisms. I say some of the funniest stuff. I think it's growing up on a farm.
Well, I think right there we've got a topic of the week for an upcoming show. Yeah, I would like to see that book of Jeffisms.
Yeah, we could do this for a complete show. But, you know, there might be times where you literally – for, let's say, a mile and a half course where it's so muddy that you might be off your bike running for half of it because it's just so muddy. And, you know, you have when I say it's like NASCAR, it's similar because you have pits. Mm-hmm. So you can have a pit bike and you have a crew person there in the pit that basically you might ride into the pit. Let's say if you broke something or it gets clogged up with mud and you give them your dirty bike and they give you your clean bike and you take back off. And in that process of you doing another part of the lap, the pit kind of sits right in the middle, so you can do a half a lap and pass the pit. You'll pass the pit twice in one lap, okay? So they're responsible for getting your bike clean and giving it back to you, or fixing whatever's wrong with it and giving it back to you. So they can make or break your race sometimes. Mm. But it's just – so for everybody that's involved, it's kind of – it's truly been involved. It's really neat.
And VO2 Multisport, your shop, is – involved in cyclocross very heavily.
Yeah, well, you know, I kind of looked at it. I we needed a segue. Mm-hmm. You know, when we started here in Louisville, you know, we were the and I set it up purposely as VO2 Multisport and not VO2 Tri Shop or whatever. Partly because I just love being involved in different sport, you know, different sporting activities, things of that nature. And we kind of got the label as a tri shop for a long time because we dealt a lot with triathletes, a lot of a lot of Ironman participants and local triathlon participants. And so that's kind of, you know, where we, you know, settled in for a while. And after about 3 or 4 years, you know, I mean, you kind of develop a, you know, good reputation. You've been doing it for a while and you kind of know it. And I was kind of looking to say, okay, what, you know, because Ironman kind of ended in August, end of August, and, you know, September, October, November, and that's when cyclocross kind of kicks in. And nobody really wanted to tackle it here in Louisville, I felt like. Maybe they were a little scared of it. I'm not real sure because you just don't know if it's going to hang around or how well it's going to do. And so I told the guys at the shop, the guys and gals, I'm like, you know, we're going to really latch into the cyclocross. I think it's something fun. I went out and did it, and I enjoyed it, and I enjoyed the spectating part of it. So we just really started focusing on, you know, the cyclocross side of things. So it's a perfect segue for us to go from the multi-sport triathlon world, Ironman ends, and then we literally go right into cyclocross. They kind of overlap at the end of July, 1st of August, because people start training for cyclocross, and people are wrapping up Ironman at that time, or training here. Mm-hmm. So they overlap, and it gets a little nutty around the shop for about a month. It still stays pretty nutty with cyclocross because they have their bikes in every week because they're tearing stuff up. But yeah, you know, for us, it was just a nice, we rolled into the fall. You know, we do the cyclocross season. We work with, you know, we're the shop sponsor for the Red Zone kids here in Louisville. That's the junior elite dirt team. They do mountain and cyclocross. So we take care of all of them. There's about 45 kids on the team and their parents. That some of the parents race. So we take care of all that. But then we have our own, you know, elite team that races for us, cross races. So, and we were sponsor this year of the OVCX. We're one of the, you know, title sponsors for the whole series, which is roughly 13 races throughout Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio. So it's good. And then we just re-signed with the Sports Commission as the sponsor for the what's now called the Derby City Cup, used to be called the Mud Fund.
When is that?
It's November 8th and 9th.
Okay.
It's actually a pretty cool venue this year. Obviously, it's down at Eva Bamman. Mm-hmm. So if people really want to kind of come see what it's about, every Wednesday night we practice down at Eva Bamman.
Okay.
Okay. Practice will start around, let's say, 5:30 until the time changes in about a month, and then they'll change practice times up a little bit. But usually we start about 5:30. What they do is they do race laps or hot laps. And it basically, it's just race. You know, they simulate racing, just kind of get their legs under them and flush them and get them ready for the kind of the weekend of racing. So it's a good high intensity workout. On Thursday, they also have practice down there. It's for the junior elite team, Red Zone. They practice down there, and it's a skills clinic. So you can go down and learn all the different skills with the bike. You know, so there's a lot of cool skills that you can learn. And I see adults down there working with the kids and kids with, and there's a, let me tell you something, these kids will outride you all day long.
I
so
bet.
Don't check your pride in your car before you get out and get on your bike, because I promise you they're going to make you look silly. But so it's, you know, that's where the venue is. So in November 8th and 9th with the Derby City Cup, they've got 2 days, two days of racing. All the pros are coming in. From all over the country. So we got a lot of the big names that'll show up, the Katie Comptons and the Jeremy Powers, and people in the cross scene know who, I mean, they're the best out there. And so they'll be here in town racing. And we actually, this year, we're doing a Run Eva Bamman sponsorship. It's on Saturday morning. We will be hosting. It's kind of a, well, they actually approached us, Sports Commission, and said, hey, do you think this is a good idea? And I'm like, you know, it's kind of unique. It's different. It's basically you're going to run a 5K on the cyclocross course.
Oh, that's cool.
So they're trying to get about 400 to 500 participants. I think it's going to be – I think they're going to sell it out, honestly.
Sure.
They'll get 400 or 500 participants. It's kind of like cross country meets steeplechase, mm-hmm. but you're on a you know, the CX course. As soon as that race is over, as soon as the 5K is over, they start the actual day of cyclocross racing on the bike. So
what a great mix!
Yeah, it's they're trying what their goal is, and I will say that I thought it was a really good concept, because they said, you know, you have a lot of these pros that come in town, they bring their families with them, which mm-hmm. they do, and some of them are just, they don't have a lot of time, but maybe they can do a run, but maybe they don't race. So it gives people an opportunity to do something a little bit different. You actually see the cyclocross venue and what it is. And then you can stay and watch the races start, and so they're kind of trying to get more people involved in it. So you know, we had the race that we sponsored the 2 days of cyclocross racing last year down here, but they're adding this new run, so we're doing that with the 2 days of cyclocross racing as well. So it's kind of a cool concept. I'm excited about it. I didn't know how I felt about it at first, but the more I thought about it, the more I've kind of mentioned it to people, like, oh, that's kind of a cool idea. So we're looking forward to it.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun, whether you want to spectate or participate.
I mean, the spectating is, I always tell people, when you start racing, they always, Cat 5s always race first, early in the day. They always race 10 or 11 o'clock. Well, when the races are over, they can start eating and drinking and watching people race.
And they do.
And they do. And they do. They definitely get involved. So.
Good. I have to definitely check that out.
Yeah.
Well, turning the table to this week's dish topic, it's something that has touched the hearts of many, many people in this community. On July 28th, University of Louisville cheerleader Danny Cogswell was found dead in her apartment, and we later learned the 22-year-old had died of a drug overdose mm-hmm. that included heroin. And in a just wonderful and heartbreaking story, WHAS 11 recently aired by Brooke Katz, Danny's mother, Mindy Carlin, talked about all of this. And it, what was very interesting is first, before, once she's an elite athlete. Mm-hmm. I mean, was an amazing gymnast, and by all accounts was just this wonderful, wonderful young woman. And, I mean, just a little powerhouse. Mm-hmm. So to be found dead in her apartment was stunning and shocking. And then there was speculation, and then ultimately what led to it was the drug overdose. But her mother opening up like she did is not only that was pretty stunning for a lot of people, mm-hmm. but potentially going to be so helpful, because she admitted to people that her daughter had dabbled mm-hmm. in drug use. Mm-hmm. And that it started before she came to Louisville mm-hmm. when she was at Arizona State mm-hmm. University and was using painkillers, and then eventually turned to something mm-hmm. stronger, which was heroin. Mm-hmm. And her mom, though, what I thought was really powerful was she said this wasn't, you know, we have the typical idea of someone who uses heroin is just, you know, so quote unquote, another junkie, mm-hmm. you know, destitute, and that's all they're after. Mm-hmm. But this was a young woman who was vibrant and productive and cared about people and was admired and inspired people, who also, her mother says, was using an incredibly dangerous drug. Mm-hmm. And I think the reason you and I wanted to bring that up is, again, it's touched so many people. Mm-hmm. But it's time to address mm-hmm. this issue of, I mean, drug abuse certainly, but heroin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I most definitely. You know, it's like everything comes full circle, and I can remember, you know, I mean, heroin was a huge drug in the 70s, you know, 80s, and then cocaine became very popular. Then it was crack, and so it's come back around, you know. And they'll tell you that a lot of drugs are like that. They come full circle because the streets became so flooded with crack and crank and things of that nature that the price went down, supply and demand. Well, heroin, you know, for people that are pushing drugs, there wasn't a lot of it out there. The high is much different, you know, so it lasts a lot longer. So therefore, if you don't have as much of it out there, you can charge more for it. Mm-hmm. And drug dealers just bring it back out, and they're going to make a lot of money off of it, and it's going to go away. But the problem is going to be is, you know, drug use in this country is never going to go away. You know, people are going to do that. And I think that's the biggest thing is, you know, our children today. I look at my kids and, you know, I how tight of a rein can I keep on? How can I educate them? How can I help keep them away from that kind of stuff? Because it only takes one mistake, you know, when it's something of that nature. And we all have addictions, you know, to things, whatever it might be. Some people addicted to caffeine, some people addicted to nicotine, some people addicted to heroin or crack, whatever it might be, drinking. I mean, I think we all tend to have addictive personalities. And when I hear people say, oh, I don't have an addictive personality, I'm like, BS, because we all do, because there's always a euphoric thing or something that brings us a euphoria. It's an escape, whatever that might be for you. You might not dabble in, you know, you might not do any drugs. You might not think you're doing anything wrong, but you might be addicted to pornography or something of that nature that just dismantles a family, you know. It makes you look at women completely differently. So that's the thing is, I think we have to just be real about what they are, you know, and what drugs are. And when you look at that and you see like the, you know, we've recently had some, was it Philip Seymour Hoffman? Mm-hmm. Was it heroin? I think I believe it was heroin for him as well. Mm-hmm. You're like, you know, these people seem to have the world by the tail, you know, and then you see things like that happen. It's like it's just one mistake. And when you see a young lady like that and she's in college, you know, obviously a lot of us have been to school and we become more experimental in school and in college. And we don't really know what we're putting in our body and what we're doing to our body. And that's the, you know, the travesty of the whole thing. I mean, I went to, you know, college. I did things I shouldn't do that I know I wouldn't do now, you know, as a grown adult. I'm a little wiser now, but unfortunately, you know, they're still kids. I mean, even though we might treat them as 18-year-old, 19, and they're young adults, I will tell you right now, and everybody knows this, you know, you look back and you're like, oh, if I'd only known then what I know now. You know, you don't have a clue at that age.
Not
you have no clue whatsoever. But I think, you know, a family member like that, you know, mom coming out and addressing an issue mm-hmm. gives a great opportunity to build from there, because it takes a lot. I couldn't imagine being in her mom's shoes. I could not imagine that. But to have the courage to step out and say those things, like, hey, she had problems. You know, I think it what it does for me as a parent, it puts me on alert. Like, this is a mom who saw this, knew she had problems. And I guarantee she probably tried to reach out to her, probably tried to help her. But you can't control everything your kids do.
She was 22.
Right. And they're away at school. They're going to do whatever they're. And so I think that's the biggest thing. You can say you can educate. You can say you can do things. And obviously that's the only things I think you can do a lot of times. Biggest thing is, you know, getting it off the streets and out of the campuses and away from it. How are we going to do that? And that's going to be about impossible, I think.
And when you said her mom, her mom actually sensed something was wrong, maybe something else mm-hmm. was going on, and was preparing to come to Louisville mm-hmm. to find her
right.
help
right.
when she got that
right.
awful, awful call.
Right.
But I think something else that I've seen people talk about and say is, you're not a friend if you're keeping your mouth shut when you think something is wrong.
Yeah.
That's not being a friend.
No, that's
speak up.
Yeah. That's one of the worst things you can do, I think, is if you just sit back and watch something like that happen. Cause I can remember friends that watching them just dismantle their lives. Mm-hmm. And there was a time when I kept my mouth closed. I'm like, what's their life? They're going to live it however they want to. And there's a time when I was like, you know what? What you're doing is detrimental. Yeah. You can keep doing it, but at some point you got to call a spade, and you got to say, look, you can't do this anymore. You're devastating your family or the people around you. We're watching you kill yourself, basically. And if you don't step up and say that, you will live with a guilt the rest of your life. Oh. The rest of your life. It's like the person who never takes the keys away from somebody that's drunk. If you know they're getting ready to drive and they shouldn't be driving, and then something happens, you live with that your entire life.
I appreciated Danny's mom saying, this is what she hopes is a wake-up call. Mm-hmm. No matter how successful and beautiful and young in our, relevance to us, how elite of an athlete mm-hmm. or all of these things, it can strike anyone. It knows no bounds in terms of diversity.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. It's like your life can be drastically changed in mm-hmm. a split second.
And hers was.
Yeah, absolutely.
And many others were as well mm-hmm. because of that. Well, if you want to make a donation in Danny's honor, you can do that at Chase Bank, and it'll go to the Danielle Cogswell donation account, and the money will go to Danny's high school cheer team and also to the University of Louisville cheer programs. Thanks for listening. I'm Angie Fenton with Jeff Miller of VO2 Multisport, and this has been Get Fit Louisville.